The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm a little biased with my son. He was up for the head coaching job at a school north of here. They didn't hire. You know what that coach is now after 2 years?
After your son did not get the head coaching job.
Oh, 8 years isn't such a long streak.
It isn't?
Oh, I haven't vomited in 13 years.
0-21.
Oh,
if my son was 0-21 at that school, he'd be out of the family.
Get out.
Not since June 29th, 1980.
You remember the date?
Yes, because my previous vomit was also June 29th, 1972.
Not only should he be fired, but he's kicked out.
He would be out of my family. 0-21.
Would you make him change his last name?
Yeah.
That's why during the 80 vomit, I was yelling to George, can you believe it? I'm vomiting on June 29th again.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like.
Very busy day today on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Very busy, very loaded run. We got Bears week. Packers taking on the Bears this weekend. There are rumors that there are players with the Chicago Bears who want to switch quarterbacks. That's fun for us. There is the Milwaukee Bucks getting a win last night at home. There is Barry Alvarez talking to the guys in the afternoon about the state of UW football. But we have to begin with this. Is Wisconsin becoming a state where when people read stories, they're getting a weird vibe? It used to be Florida. You know, it's true. You live in Florida. You'd see a story and it'd be like,
Florida man.
Naked man. Yeah, exactly.
No, it's still Florida.
Okay. But what I'm wondering is if Wisconsin.
It's creeping.
Because I had a girlfriend send me a story yesterday saying, what's going on in Wisconsin? And it was the story of this gentleman in Green Lake, Wisconsin, who apparently faked his own death.
Well, I think attempted to fake his own death is what we would say now.
Well, now that we know about it, yes, I guess. Failed attempt at faking his own. So if you haven't heard this, let's just give you guys the Cliff's Notes version of the story. This gentleman, 45, he's a father of three. He went out kayaking one day, I believe, on Green Lake, and never returned. And they found his wallet, and they found his tackle box, and they found some fishing poles, and they assumed, his family assumed, that he drowned.
Yeah, overturned kayak that he was in, the life jacket, they found all of that.
So for 2 months, guys, they are scouring this lake.
And they're that's a deep lake. That's divers. The deepest lake, which he probably chose that lake because it is the deepest lake, I believe, around.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We'll check out that Green Wisconsin lake. Trivia. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin wildlife trivia here from Chew. They're using drones. They're using sonar. They're using dogs. They're trying to find this guy, right? Meanwhile, his family is like grieving the loss. Well, there's been some developments recently. Apparently, all signs are pointing to he had developed a relationship with a Uzbekistani lady, and they fell in love over the internet, and he faked his own death, likely, allegedly, possibly, to go to Uzbekistan and be with her. That's a lot of work to get out of your marriage, isn't it, guys?
Is this a Manti Te'o thing?
What, do you think he got faked out by the Uzbekistani woman?
He was fishing on Green Lake, but he had been catfished on the internet.
I mean, he never met her, right?
You fast forward past a lot of the important stuff.
Okay.
Here.
Well, I was trying to give the Cliff's Notes version.
No, I'm saying him. He's already too, is this woman real? And it's, we're stuck on, hey, what do you mean you disappeared? What do you mean you ended up in Uzbekistan? That's all. First of all, kind of get it. Sometimes you just want to disappear.
Well, yeah, that's why they're Southwest.
You're grounded.
You want to get away?
Oops. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you've never... Well, I've considered it.
Wait, you've considered faking your own death?
No.
Disappearing. The disappearing part. Like, what if I just disappeared? I won't have to deal with any of this.
Would you take the dog?
No. But
no, if he wants to disappear, the dog is part of what he's disappearing from.
You know, no more bills. Credit cards? What are those?
All right, I'm listening. So apparently he got dinged because he had, okay, I think I follow this correctly. He had claimed his passport was missing, so he got a new passport. Then he used the old passport. He used a passport at the border of Canada. They're trying to figure out how he got from Green Lake, Wisconsin to the border of Canada, because that's where it dinged his passport the day after
he disappeared.
He allegedly drowned. So there's that. Then apparently they found all of these offshore, these European bank accounts that he was siphoning money off to. Oh. And then they found that he had taken out a life insurance policy of like $385,000 earlier in the year, ostensibly for his three kids. By the way, there are three children here. They're a little bit older, high school aged-ish.
I believe two are in high school and one's in seventh grade.
And I'm like, what a coward. If you want out,
yeah,
get a divorce like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not Gabe. Not Jeff. But the
now,
rest
hold
of
on.
Us.
Did he commit a crime up until the life insurance? I mean, what if he just left?
I think faking your own death and the resources required to find a body that will never show up has got to be breaking some sort of law. There's got to be something there in the fine print.
It's like to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars to have those divers out. They did it.
Oh, yeah.
They searched for more than a month.
54 days.
Yeah. So
really,
like, those people get paid to do that.
Oh,
there's equipment.
Sure.
It's not like, hey, out of the goodness of my own heart, I'm going to come out here and do this for you.
Now, there were some people who were doing that, though.
Oh, 100%.
There were some people in the community who just kind of took it upon themselves, fishermen and whatnot, who would just go out every day looking for some sign of the body.
There's a whole cottage industry, and I've discovered it because of TikTok, of people who search for missing people using they have equipment that most police departments won't, just because it's like very specialized to find people. So I believe one of those crews was out there even after doing it basically. They go out there and search because it's like a whole program they do.
Well, fishing sonar would pick it up.
Well, yeah.
In a private boat. I mean, we have it on our boats down there where you can literally go down 100 feet and you can see the fish. It's like cheating. I mean, isn't it like cheating?
I mean, I'm not a fisherman, so I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah, but he also thinks that you're cheating when you use your barbecue. You got a lot of rules about things, Chewy. You got a lot of rules.
But yeah, Chewy, they had somebody who like took one of those sonars and like looked at hours and hours and hours of footage and like, we would have found this body. Something's kind of weird and off.
So here are some of the other things that sort of tipped off authorities that maybe, just maybe, this gentleman was not in fact dead. He had cleared his browsers the day before he disappeared.
What's a browser?
The internet. So what do you have open right now?
ESPN.
What?
Come on, Gabe. You should have known the answer to that.
What did you use to get to ESPN?
He has no idea.
He doesn't know.
Chrome, Firefox.
I don't know.
Just throwing a bunch of words at him right now.
It says browse as a guest because I don't know my password.
Okay, so browse as a guest. So what do you think a browser is?
Why don't you hold up your computer and just show it to Gabe? He can tell us.
He is on Chrome.
Okay. So he cleared the browser history.
You guys are arrogant.
Hold on. Browser arrogance. I got to add it to the list.
I'm just going to tell you right now that if I ask my 6-year-old what a browser is, she knows. Yeah. But okay. He cleared the browser. He had inquired about moving funds to foreign banks. He got a new life insurance policy. We already told you about that one. He got a new passport. We already told you about that one. And he replaced his laptop hard drive. The Those are very suspicious things to have done. And I just can't, I keep going back to, did you think that you would hurt your kids more by being dead? Or did you think you would hurt your kids more, rather, by asking for a divorce and saying, I fell in love with this Uzbekistani lady. I don't want to be with your mom anymore. I'll send you child support. Then being dead?
Yeah, that's bad.
But again, I think, yes, I think the whole thought process is, I'm dead. So he doesn't have to feel bad about not going to see his children because he's still alive. I think that's a part of it. Instead of just going, hey, I'm filing for divorce. And plus, if he filed for divorce, the money that he set aside in those foreign bank accounts, that ain't coming with you to Uzbekistan, buddy.
No. So where are we at?
He's somewhere in Europe. They have yet to officially locate him. The latest that they know is he is, they're still trying to find him. But
I mean, can't
he's
they track his flight?
Someplace in Eastern Europe. I mean, they can track his flight, but at that point, you know, now he's over in Europe.
Have they tracked his flight? Do they know where he went when they obviously pinged him in Canada. I assume he flew from Canada to Europe. But to be perfectly honest with you guys, and I don't want to give this guy more credit than he deserves, the Uzbekistan thing could just be a red herring. That could be all fake, too.
Think he's in Canada?
Could be in Australia. Could be in Canada. Like, they have no idea.
Yeah, before apparently. You check into a flight, though, you got to give them your passport, and they got to clear it. So some airline has to know where he went.
I would imagine they were able to find where he landed in Europe. Where he is now, don't know. You also have to think about, you can't just get access to foreign bank accounts as American authorities. So they don't work that way all the time, and that's why you end up setting up, maybe you got some money you want to hide, you put it overseas. So I think they've got him in a general region, but where are they going to track him past that?
Yeah, it's going to be hard, I think, to, it seems like this guy's done enough research where if he does not want to be officially found, it's going to take them a while to officially find him.
Do you think he thought it through? That there was a chance, just hear me out, that there was a chance that they would realize that he was not, in fact, dead, that he was alive. And he was like, by that point, I'm golden. I'm gone. And he is an unassuming white dude. Like, he's going to blend in mm-hmm. Europe. I bet he's Kaiser Sose. I bet he. Whew.
Yeah, I think there's a really good chance that he just disappeared. I mean, he had to have realized that there was a chance that they would have tracked the passport. By using that passport, there's an opportunity for them to, and hopefully by the time they figure it out, he's long gone. Well, he's somewhere in Europe.
Help me out with this.
I don't know, because he's a moron. By getting the life insurance and not realizing that they would track him with the, I mean, this is, yeah, no, he's
well,
dumb.
He was in
he's
love,
dumb.
Obviously. You don't think clearly when you're in love, Chu. You think, you think with other.
With your
things.
Woodrow Wilson.
That's right. Thank you very much. Chewie, you were just in Europe.
Yeah.
Can you just bop around from country to country without having to show your passport? Is it like the States in the United States where you can just cross?
It's different because when
borders?
you have to re-show your airport. I mean, your passport when you go from airport to airport. So if you fly from here to, say, Berlin, and then you go Berlin to Rome, there's a separate section you go to where you have to show your passport again airport.
What about driving?
Yeah, or what if you take a train?
I'm not sure. I've never.
See, then maybe he can just bop around Europe.
He'd probably go in a car.
Undetected.
I mean, I went to Canada one time and crossed the border and realized I was in Canada and took off and they started chasing me, but I ducked down a side road and let them go.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're a fugitive?
Not really. It wasn't my fault.
Did you just admit to an international crime?
No.
You wanted by the Mounties?
So I went the wrong way. I don't know how this happened. I was going to visit my buddy in upstate New York and I took a left where I should have took a right. And then it was like a toll booth.
Okay.
I went through it and then went around
it. Canada.
And all of a sudden, like a mile ago, I saw lights and I ducked down a side road and waited for like 20 minutes.
Were you in Canada?
I was in Canada. Yeah. I'm a spy.
You would be.
The worst spy. I don't blend.
Wait, you don't blend. Feels like there's a high, look, you're a smart dude. Like we joke around here on the show, but it feels like there is a very, very high intellect required to be an international
spy. Have you
spy.
Heard the sounds this man makes in the morning? He would blow any sort of cover they have.
Not to be confused with the sound that Joshy made yesterday when he asked us that ridiculous question.
We just got a call from Eric in Brookfield that once, if you are in the EU and you stay in the EU, you do not have to keep showing your passport.
That's what I kind of figured.
There is an extra layer here, though. Like, if you're going to disappear in this manner, and go to Uzbekistan primarily, I would imagine you're going to invent a whole new identity. Like, you could get passports that are not real and faked, I'm sure, on the black market somewhere if you know the right people.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, haven't you seen a spy movie?
Yeah, but that's
Hollywood. Fake passports all the time.
People get arrested with multiple passports all the time.
Do they really?
Is that real or is that just Mission Impossible?
No, that's real life.
You do clear, though?
Yeah, for sure.
So they have your eyeballs?
100%.
I don't know if I want to have my eyeballs.
You want to know why? Because I'm not planning on doing anything heinous or criminal or any of those types of
things. Yeah, but when the robots take over, they're going to have that information.
Who cares?
Right, Gabe?
What are they going to do
when
with
the
it?
Robots take over? They've already taken over, man.
They're going to flip burgers
with my
eyeballs.
We're a little ways from
what
Terminator.
Exactly are we, what exactly are we thinking is going to happen with my eyeballs?
They could tell if you're real or not. Like Terminator,
what
right?
What does that even mean?
Thank you.
Like they didn't know if the
Terminator.
When the guy turned the liquid and stuff, they thought he was human, you know. So they have her eyeballs and can be like, oh, she's definitely human. With us, they ain't going to know because they don't have her eyeballs.
He's cosplaying as T-1000.
I take it back. You'd make a tremendous spy.
You know what it is, I think.
Especially with the black turtle today. You got the whole liquid.
I think that I think too deep for you guys.
Oh, good.
I think that's really
put
it.
Put it on the poll.
I think that's
put
really
it on the poll.
I'm too
Does
deep a
Chewy
thinker for this show.
Think too deep. Can you please put too deep in quotations? Does Chewy think too deep for the rest of us?
I'm going to need that sound effect that Joshy made yesterday as my reaction to that statement. It was like,
more ridiculous statement in the last 24 hours. The Rams should fire Sean McVay, or Chewy is a too deep of a thinker for us.
We got to take a break on this show. Lots of stuff to get to this morning.
Can't
it is Bears week for the Green Bay Packers. We will talk about that. Bucks got a win last night. And apparently, Barry Alvarez was talking to our guys in the afternoon, the KBN Nation. And I can't tell if he likes Ben Brust or not. So we'll dive into that as the morning goes on.
What can you do in about an hour? Well, you could take a nap. You could do some cleaning, have lunch with a friend, watch your favorite show. You could take a yoga class, go to the gym, or buy a car. That's right. You could buy a car because at Ewald Automotive, you can be in and out in about an hour. It's easy because it's Ewald Automotive. Of course it is. Go to ewaldauto.com. Select the vehicle you're interested in and get your instant price. Get a firm trade-in offer, customize your payment option. You can even add your own protection plan. Then head to the dealership and you're in and out in about an hour. Just one of the ways Ewald makes it easy for you, and it all starts at ewaldauto.com.
Is it time to move on from McVay?
No.
What?
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this
did
elite
we drink the
defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Bears beat reporter Courtney Cronin on Get Up As We Speak, talking about the state of the team in Chicago. So she said she took the temperature of the locker room, said everyone is saying that they are behind Caleb Williams. He is too talented to fail. Well, again, sure, under most circumstances, but these are the Bears. There's no one who's too talented not to fail in Chicago. News out of yesterday was a tweet from Sylvie, one of our buddies down at ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000, that there were veterans on the Bears team that wanted the Bears to switch from Caleb Williams, the rookie and first overall pick, to Tyler?
Nope.
Tyson?
There you go.
Okay, every time. And it's Bagent, from what I hear, not Baggett or
I believe it's French.
It's baguette.
It is Bagent, right?
Tyson Bagent.
Chew,
mm-hmm.
You never were in a situation like this, right? You played with Brett all those years. Well, something?
It was close.
Really? Mm-hmm. Tell
close
me.
When they had the meeting. Brett was throwing a lot of picks. I think it was 93, 94. Brunell
94.
Was a rookie.
You were there, but Gabe,
It was one of those years. Brunell was a rookie. He was the backup. It was him and then, I believe, Ty Detmer. And Brett was throwing a lot of picks. We were off to kind of a slow start. And it kind of mirrored the... I don't know if you ever saw the NFL films, Holmgren with Steve Young in Joe Montana. So they had a meeting, and Holmgren gave everyone a vote, and the majority was to stick with Brett, but there was a couple worms that we found out about because we had our guy in the room, Mooch, and it came to a vote. I mean, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
When you're coming to a vote amongst your offensive staff on whether to replace Brett or not. So that's the closest I've been. My question is, do we know that Caleb Williams is putting in the work? Because there were a couple years ago when Arizona.
Kyler Murray,
they had to actually put in his contract that he had to watch X amount hours of film. So are we sure he's doing the work?
I haven't heard any whispers, rumors, talks that he is not.
Because right? That, Jen, that's one thing that will piss off veterans.
Totally. Get it. If you feel like they're just kind of skating, right? But I haven't heard that at all. There hasn't been any sort of rumbling or whispers. Like, look, Sylvie is telling us that there are some veterans who would like to go to Bagent. Is that because their livelihood is at stake? Right. You guys were talking to me yesterday about Preston Smith, telling me how Preston Smith is reading the room and going, I might only have one more bite of the apple here for a veteran-esque contract. And, you know, my numbers, my production in Green Bay isn't going to get me the deal that I want. Are there veterans looking around going, man, this kid's learning curve and the Bears' ineptitude across the board is going to affect me at the bank?
No, it's not that at all. You know what it is? 1,000% fairness. It's what's fair. You know, that's what used to, back in the day, would drive guys crazy about rookies that stunk. They just give them chance after chance because they were first round or second round picks, chance after. And we thought that was going to happen with Ryan Longwell and Brett Conway because Conway was a third round pick as a rookie. And they kept giving him chance. And then Ryan, you know, finally made the right move and cut Conway and stayed with Longwell. But it's all about fairness.
But the NFL isn't fair.
It's life isn't fair.
But I'm saying, like, if these players want fairness, it's one of Tausch's favorite sayings. First round picks have to prove they don't belong, while seventh round picks have to prove that they do.
Yeah. And it's tough. Because there are guys, you know, not everyone was a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round picks that are like, hey, I bust my ass. This guy's better than this guy right now, and he should be playing.
Yeah, I look at it as, I mean, this team had expectations. I don't know if they were necessarily living up to those expectations, but they were having relative success. I mean, they were 4-3. They were in the hunt, and then the Hail Mary happens. They lose three games in a row, and now they're sitting there. Or excuse me, they were 4-2 because they're 4-5 now. So they were 4-2. You know, going, okay, hey, maybe we have a playoff team. So now you're looking at not scoring a touchdown in 23 offensive drives. And you're going, hey, we got to do something here to jumpstart this offense.
This is just organizational dysfunction and coaching dysfunction. Why in the world, when you have the number one pick in the draft who's supposed to be generational, do you go hire an offensive coordinator that sucked at his previous stop with a rookie quarterback?
Well, hold on, Chu.
What are you doing?
Do you feel bad for Caleb Williams? I'm getting a hint of sympathy for the first overall pick.
I am, because there are bad coaches, and there are coaches that shouldn't be in the position that they're in. We see it with head coaches. We see it with coordinators, right? It's like a cook, you know? Like my son, really good cook. Is he close to a restaurant? No. And then you go to a better restaurant to that, and you go, holy cow, this guy's a really good. And then you go, it's like golf, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good golfer. You couldn't even sniff the PGA Tour.
Oh, I have no idea what that smells like.
There are plus three, right?
Oh, yeah.
Golfers that can't even touch.
No.
Feels mean.
No, it's just the fact of life.
It's just the fact of life.
I know, but of all the things, golf, Gabe.
Let me ask you this, Jen. Would you ever give Nathaniel Hackett an offensive coordinator job in your life ever again?
No.
This guy will never get an OC job.
That's a whole other thing, because we have talked about the nepotism in the NFL, and his dad was a big guy in the league for all those years, and that's part of the reason why he has a longer leash than a guy who just pops out of nowhere and wants to be a coach in the league, right? Like,
if I didn't have Andy Reid, Jen, I probably would have played 2 years. 2 years, maybe three, if I didn't have him. Great coach.
We got to break.
He's yelling at me.
He was very gentle.
He got in all of our ears. It wasn't just you.
He's trying to start a fight.
And we need to because Adam Schefter is coming up next.
We've got a guest coming on into the house.
Shefty.
Oh, Shefty.
Yeah, spies like us, huh? We got to take a break. Adam Schefter is next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We love our weekly chit-chats with Adam Schefter, and it does feel like the NFL is converging on the game this weekend between the Packers and the Bears, because the Bears are a big-time story in the NFL this week. Adam, how are you doing today?
Hello, everybody. How are we doing? I guess Chewy's back in Wisconsin to put up Christmas lights and winterize the house. Is that correct?
Yes, and I'm freezing, Adam.
Freezing?
Wait,
freezing.
We need to tell Adam.
It's cold.
Chewy told us
this
morning.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, Chewy's blood is definitely thinned out by being in Florida, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 50 degrees.
And maybe that's what's affecting his brain, because this morning he told us he's too deep a thinker for this show.
I think I am, Adam. I mean, I almost invented GPS, and that's a true story. We don't have to tell it today. A guy stole my idea. I'm so upset over it.
You know, Chewy, if you had patented that idea and distributed that idea, that product, then you wouldn't be here with Jen and Gabe, the people beneath you who can't think at your intellectual level, can't operate the way that you do, right? I mean, goddamn, you had a chance to save your life.
I'm big on torture, Adam. I just love torturing him every day.
Adam, I want to talk about the Bears for a second. It does feel like things are really imploding in Chicago. What, from your perspective, is the state of the Chicago franchise right now?
What gave you that idea, Jen?
I'm just a deep thinker, Adam. I don't know.
We're all trying to be like Chewy, aren't we? That's all we can do. You know, listen, the season, I was with a Bears fan last night. I had to do a diabetes ride at the Peloton Studios in New York City, and there was a Bears fan, and she came sobbing over to me, please tell me it's going to be okay. Please tell me it's going to be okay. And if you've been a Bears fan, you felt that way for a long time. And this was the year where you felt like, okay, we've got the number one pick. We're going to land the quarterback that's going to turn it around. They started well, and then all of a sudden, it just crashed and burned. And I think that there were signs that this could be happening all along. But think about this, too. They're 4-2, and they are seconds away from going to 5-2. And all of a sudden, Tyrique Stevenson's taunting the fans. He's late to the play. He runs back. He tips the ball. It goes to Noah Brown. They lose the game. And it's a situation where from that moment on, it just feels like nothing has gone right. And it's only exacerbated all the issues that were within the organization at that point in time. They've kind of come to light. And now You have players wondering if Caleb should start. You have the team debating that. You have the team firing the offensive coordinator, going to Thomas Brown, who was in Carolina last year with Bryce Young. The Packers waiting to see how the Bears are going to handle this in regards to their game. But there's a short-term concept and a long-term concept, right? Short-term, like, they're struggling and they're reeling and they're on the ropes. But long-term, like, what are they going to do to get it turned around again? Like, what are they doing? It never gets turned around, right?
Very rarely.
But could it be that they're just a coach away, a good coach away from getting it turned around? I mean, I've got someone on the talk and text line asking, could Bill Belichick go to the Chicago Bears and turn them into like a dynasty powerhouse like he did with the Patriots?
Well, I don't see Bill wanting to do that. I think Bill's going to want to go to a place that he can win quickly and where he feels like there's talent in place. And, you know, Bill, I think, has been pretty clear. Like, he's going to go to stable, functioning, successful organizations in a perfect world. I don't know that it's going to be a perfect world. Like, he's got to get a job, and maybe Chicago will be the one. But I don't think Chicago's the one that he's looking at and saying, boy, I want to go coach the Chicago Bears.
Adam, have you heard anything about how the Preston Smith deal went down? Because there's rumblings that he didn't ask for a trade, that came after the fact. Have you heard anything to that, that he did actually ask for the trade and they honor that request?
Well, that's what he told reporters in Pittsburgh, right? So either he's telling the truth or not. So, I mean, he said that he asked for a trade, that this had been in the works for a while. I had not heard that it was different than that. I find that a little surprising, but, you know, I don't know Preston Smith personally to know whether he would make up something like that or whether he's believable. You guys would know it better than any. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, he was pretty quiet here, Adam. Not like he was meeting with the media all the time. He was pretty quiet. And
kept his argument was that he's not a 4-3 end. He's a 3-4 outside guy. But if that's the case, right. You knew that before the season even started. Like, why wouldn't you come up with it then if you knew you weren't going to fit that system?
Because I think still good players are good players, and he's been a good player. And eventually good players find a way to contribute. It doesn't always happen right away. Like, you know, again, I just think in a fantasy perspective, right? Calvin Ridley, they pay him a lot of money. He goes in, doesn't get a lot of passes. Then eventually they come back to him. Like, talent usually rises, not always, mm-hmm. but usually at some point. And Preston Smith is a good player. You know, you'd want a guy like that around if you could keep him. It just didn't work.
The last time the Packers played was against the Lions. Their offense, obviously a big reason with their success. When we get to that point in the season, a couple of months from now, is Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator, going to be the top name out there, Adam?
I think when we look at it, right, I think there are a few names that stand out. I think we got Bill Belichick, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Aaron Glenn. As Brian Flores is going to get back in. There are some obvious names you look at, and I think we're going to get the usual 7 to 9 openings as usual. We already have 2. I could easily give you 5 more that you're going to see, maybe 6 or 7. Bill, I think, will want to get back in. Vrabel, I think, is going to definitely get a job. And Ben Johnson is going to be selective in where he goes. I don't think he's just jumping to take a chance. Like, I don't expect Ben Johnson to wind up in Chicago. I don't. We'll see how that works out. Brian Flores is on my podcast yesterday. He's interested in becoming head coach again. Aaron Glenn, you know, just like Ben Johnson's getting a lot of attention, Aaron Glenn should be getting attention too on the defense side of the football. And I just think what a perfect match that would be in New Orleans, where he was a finalist for that job in the past, where they loved him as a player, where he's garnered a lot of respect. So I could see Aaron Glenn getting that job in time. Depending on how their process works out. So there are some guys you look at right away, you say, well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as he does each and every Wednesday here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. All right, so we are seeing numbers, and they all start shaking out at this point. We're at the halfway point of the season. And the Packers right now, according to NFL.com, have a 72% chance to make the playoffs. And you got the Cardinals in there, who I think have surprised a lot of people, Adam. What do you attribute their turnaround to? Because I see them on this list. Obviously, they could likely win their division. Why are they playing so much better now than they were early on?
Well, I think Jonathan Gannon has helped turn around that defense, and Drew Petsch, who may be another head coaching candidate, has helped turn on the offense. And everyone talks about what Cliff Kingsbury has done this year, but Drew Petsing has elevated Kyler Murray to a place that even Cliff Kingsbury didn't get him to. So that, I think, is key. And that division's been a little soft, frankly. San Francisco has been disappointing. Seattle's been disappointing. The Rams have been disappointing. And Arizona's just kind of done its job and done what it's supposed to do and played better football. And as long as you can do that, then you're going to be in the thick of things, which is exactly what's going on with the Cardinals right now. But they are playing good football. I mean, they have some people that you want on your football team 100 days out of 100 days. Buda Baker, James Conner, some guys that are just like ballers and leaders, right? Well, what's going on in there? Like, Chewy sick, gents? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I think he's kicking it over to me is what's happening. I at least try to cover it in my.
I'm a heavy breather.
He's over there just hacking up a lung.
But not only is Chewy the intellectual thinker, but he's also the germ spreader.
Super spreader.
They want me to go home. Adam, if Kansas City beats the Bills this weekend, is the talk of an undefeated season going to ramp up? Because these are their games after. Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers. I mean, are they going to start that?
Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Steelers. Repeat that. Oh, let's go.
Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers.
There's three games in there that are losable to me. Chargers,
the Steelers. At Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, and there was one more that you had Texans. Houston, right?
Yeah. Which is at home. Chargers and Texans are at home. I just think that's what Andy Reid's going to use for motivation because, you know, we went to back-to-back Super Bowls. We got complacent against your team, the Broncos.
Yep.
And then, you know, if that happens, you just get a little bored. But I think that Andy Reid's going to use this as motivation to say, hey, you could be very special. Only one other team has done it. And I'm leaning towards, I think they could do it.
I covered a Denver team that was 13-0, and it was kind of taboo to bring that up for a while. Like, I don't think people like to bring it up, sort of like a pitcher that has a perfect game going. You don't say anything. You just keep going along. And for Andy to bring that up now, to me, would seem a bit premature. Like, we're 10 games in. We're going into week 11.
But Adam, it's not his choice, though. Isn't it the media's choice to stoke that fire and really get it going?
Yeah, the media is going to talk about it. Of course, I got that. That makes sense. But I don't see a coach saying, boy, if you beat Buffalo Sunday, we're now looking at a perfect season. Like coaches, mm-hmm. they're week to week, game to game. Don't get past this opponent. We're not thinking about anything other than the Buffalo Bills. Like, that's how they think, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Like, I can't see him dangling that right now. Like, is it out there? Of course. They're not idiots. They all hear it. And we can talk about it. That's our job. And we can assess as we look at it, like, yeah, if they win this game, now you start to look. Now it starts to get interesting. Wow. Like, could they do it? We could talk. But I just don't think that that's how the players and coaches are thinking right now.
Adam, things have been disastrous for our former guy Aaron Rodgers in New York.
Yes.
Is he going to retire at the end of the year? What are their options, and how much does this affect his legacy with how poorly this has gone?
Yeah, you know, I don't buy into the affecting his legacy. You're still talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and you know, the people remember the way that Joe Namath flamed out in Los Angeles at the end of his career. No, they don't remember that. I don't think it tarnishes the idea that he is one of the greatest quarterbacks who's ever played. He's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's an all-time player, an all-time quarterback. That doesn't change. But when I watch the guy right now, he just looks like he's not having fun. He doesn't look like he's himself. And, you know, if you're not enjoying yourself at 40, 41 and you have enough money and even more brain power than Chewy does, then you can go do what you want. right? Like he said, why do I need to play this and be a part of this team and this organization? Like, it, you know, everybody told him, you want to play for the Jets? The Jets, like the Jets have had a history of not getting things. And he's like, I don't care. Like he thought that he could turn around. He thought he was stronger than that. And I think the reality of being a Jet has set into him. And I think he understands now that it's bigger than him. And even he is not capable of turning around something that has been an issue for that organization for any number of years. Like he came in all wide-eyed thinking, I can do this. And as he's around it and he sees how the organization operates, he says, you know what? I can't do this. And this is not fun.
Adam, let's do that exercise as the last thing with you today that you just did when Chewy was asking about the Chiefs, which, by the way, I did see on Get Up this morning. They did ask, could the Chiefs have an undefeated season? So
yeah, there you
it's
go.
Already out there. It's already being asked, Chew. Let's run through the Packers' remaining schedule. So they've got.
You know, I was opening up my schedule book before you even asked that because I had a feeling that's where you're going to go. So you'll allow me, Jen, here.
Oh,
at Chicago.
You do all the work.
At Chicago. They should win that game. They should win that game. Mm-hmm. There's no reason they should not win that game. Home for San Francisco, they should win that game. Home for Miami, Thanksgiving, should win that game. At Detroit, tough game, loss. At Seattle, should win that game. New Orleans, should win that game. At Minnesota, tough game, loss. Home for Chicago. Like, they don't have more than two. They shouldn't have more than two losses on their schedule. Shouldn't. Now, again, let's see what kind of team they are. If they're really good, maybe they'll have one or none. If they struggle and are inconsistent, maybe they'll have three or four. But when you look at it right now, 8 games left, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for this team not to go 6-2. Now, they haven't been consistent enough to think that maybe they can go 6-2. Worst case, they should be 5-3, but 5-3 is eminently doable. 6-2 is realistic, and let's see what this team does with this opportunity. It's right there in front of them.
Yeah,
right?
So that's an 11-win season or a 12-win season. That should be a playoff team. But, Gabe, if you lose twice to the Lions and you lose twice to the Vikings, you are a de facto wild card team,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if you make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I would still expect them to make the playoffs, even, I mean, they would be 10-7, even if they go 4-4, 10-7 probably still.
But I'm saying, if you lose four of those games, four of the five games that Adam kind of, because they're 6-3 right now, if
yep.
you lose four of those five losses are to the Lions and
oh, yeah, you're, no, Vikings. You're a wild card team. I mean, even
at
if 10 you,
and 7?
No, yeah. It'd be like 11 wins.
10-7, 10 or more wins, you're a wild card
okay.
team.
Okay.
I think right now, like, again, you never know how a season is going to go, right? We're halfway through. But Detroit looks like the best team in football to me. Detroit looks like it's going to win the division to me. Now, mm-hmm. we'll see. Maybe Green Bay can play well enough down the stretch. That's the challenge of the season, to overtake the Lions and become the NFC North champions. But it looks like they'll be a wild card team to me right now. And if I'm proven wrong, I'm proven wrong.
So you don't think that the Jared Goff 5 interceptions is something that will plague him the rest of the year, the second half of the season? Because that was bad. Like, they got the win, right? That ball just squeaked through the uprights, but that was a bad performance by the QB.
One bad performance everybody has in the course of a season. I guarantee when Chewy played with Favre, there were games like that, right?
Yeah, right? There were more than one.
Yeah. Headline: Chewy rip.
Yeah. Shocking.
Chewy says Brett Favre sucked for a long time.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Brett just doesn't appreciate how deep of a thinker
that's
you are.
That's exactly right. Like, he's at a whole nother level.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Adam.
Chess.
What's more believable, Al Gore inventing the internet or me inventing GPS? I'm saying me.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm surprised that you haven't found a way to the moon yet. I'm surprised you haven't found a cure for cancer yet. I'm surprised that you haven't found a cure for diabetes. If you could do that, Chewy, my wife and my family would greatly appreciate it.
So I mean, how much can you really do in a lifetime, though, Adam, you know?
Yeah. You know what? Let's start with winterizing your damn house.
Adam Schefter, you're the best. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep.
Oh,
we love Adam.
Oh man,
I'm just a punching bag
after,
on this show.
He came after
you.
What
are you talking about? You're a punching bag. You tried to start a fight with him in the first segment of the show. Him
trying to make it spicy.
Right. So,
so then Adam made it spicy. And yeah.
Now woe is Chewy.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Who takes the most heat on this show out of everybody? Because I got broad shoulders. I can take.
You're the designated yell
yes,
guy.
Yes, thank you.
What a gimme, you're tired, you're poor. Yes. What are you doing here?
Also, when you step into the fire, of course you're going to get all the heat.
Because I'm cold.
Adam Schefter each and every week. Brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for the
birthday. Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht,
oh,
let alone
God,
on their
it's
birthday.
So good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Football season is back, and I'm excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with its game day energy. Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel, and more. Dylan Gabriel, he'll be at Camp Randall this weekend. All drink Celsius. You can explore all 27 refreshing flavors, sparkling or non-carbonated. There is a Celsius for every taste on game day. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit. Are we buying James Houston's story? James Houston, Chew, is the guy who told us that he sat in Gatorade.
Oh.
When he very clearly had an oopsie poopsie.
Chocolate Gatorade. It happens. It happens.
Yeah, that's my thing, Chew. It happens. Like, you just got to be like, happens.
Yeah. I told you guys I had to pee on the sideline. I was in Buffalo. Thank God it was warm because I could have played it off as sweat, but I had to go on kickoff return, and I'm like, if I hit someone, it's going to explode. So he just went on the sideline. It was right before half. Ran out there a little gushy, and then you just change your pants at halftime. No, not a big deal. Guys have done it. I've seen my right tackle next to me did it, and we gave him a great nickname. You know what his nickname was?
Poop on the shoe.
Careful. No, it's clean. Well, his pants weren't, but the nickname is Big Greasy. Big Greasy, which is fitting, right? And his made it all the way down to the shoe. Yeah.
And then didn't it make it over to your shoe because you guys were lined up next to each other?
Didn't really want to combo block with
yeah,
him
exactly
anymore.
But to be honest with you, you play enough football games over the years, you're bound to have something disagree with your belly, and you're bound to have, right? I mean, like, when my kid has an accident at school, like, I say, it happens. It happens to everybody. Everybody has had an accident. Stop. You're looking at me like, well, yeah, you have had an accident, famously.
When were the last time the adults in the room had an accident?
Yeah, last week.
Seriously?
Oh, come on. You can't.
I'm not judging.
I'm just saying you can't wear white underwear once you hit a certain age. You can't. You cannot. You can't.
Okay. It's a leakage, right?
Just a little leakage?
Yeah.
Like you just couldn't trust the fart?
Oh,
or what
it's
are we talking?
Coming, Gabe. Wait till you hit like 45. And you're like, ooh, I got him on backwards. That's supposed to go in the back. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
No one is.
No.
But again, to this, I just think this guy should have fessed up. You know that scene in Forrest Gump where he's running with the guy and he's trying to have him create a shirt for him, and then he steps in a big pile of dog poop, and Forrest says, "It happens." And he says, "What?" And he goes, "Sometimes." Like, that's what he should have said. He should have said, "It happens."
Yes.
And move on. I think it's the denial that people are like, okay. Like, that's where it's a bad look.
Well, how much Gatorade did you sit in?
And how did it so happen to end up in the exact spot We're typically doing
that
something
would come
in your
up.
Pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your butthole, I think is what you're trying to say.
Well, yeah. We didn't need to use that word.
You can use that word. I saw you dump that word.
Yeah.
Did you have to dump Adam?
I did.
Yeah, you can't say that one.
Really?
I missed what he said.
GD.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was hilarious because I didn't see it coming from Adam.
But I will be using it for social media where there's no rules, but...
Just a bunch of dumping happening here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Full circle moment.
How do you think Dumpy got his nickname?
Who's Dumpy?
On the text chain.
Oh, Dumpy. And West Bend. Yeah, Dumpy, who wants to know if I'm doing my nails on the show. Because I've been peeling my nail polish off as the morning goes on.
There we go.
Got two clean, half a clean, two more to go. We're making our way through.
I mean, the diapers, the adult diapers today, they ain't that bad. I mean, they don't look horrible. You seen the commercials?
I want you to know that is going to be clipped and used on our show from here into eternity.
How do you know?
Because I see commercials.
You haven't tried them on?
Not yet.
You thought about it?
Yeah.
Imagine how much time you'd save if you just used diapers.
That'd be great for long trips.
Well, like that lady who
When's the last time you peed in a bottle? For a long trip.
You stop. I mean, there's...
You hold it.
You don't stop, Gabe.
When I come in with a new one, there's a reason I'm coming in with a new one, okay?
You used it for the output instead of the input.
You know what kills me? Our content meetings where I get to sit in the parking lot.
Just whizzing in the bottle during our Zoom calls?
It's happened. Too much information.
Do you think anyone is coming back after the break?
No. I don't know if we're coming back after the break.